I guess we just cut that and boil it.
In a gleaming custom kitchen, which is also a classroom in downtown Santa Barbara, more than a half dozen people are taking part in a cooking class.
Let's read what the instructions are. In a large, heavy saucepan, cook the onion, the celery, and the garlic.
Some of these students are learning how to cook for the first time, but most of them are relearning their way around the kitchen because they have vision problems.
I was actually 50 years old and I had perfect vision. I noticed that I was losing vision. I couldn't understand why, and ultimately I was diagnosed as having retinitis pigmentosa, which is a degenerative disease taking my central vision. So right now I have no central vision, and I'm relying on peripheral vision.
Tom Dewar of Santa Barbara is one of the students in the Braille Institute Santa Barbara's cooking class.
I enjoy the kitchen class. It gives me an opportunity to work with different people. The camaraderie here is terrific. I end up learning how to be more self-sufficient in the kitchen, how to be more confident.
This is one of many free classes and programs offered by the Braille Institute.
We serve those in Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, and San Luis Obispo County who have limited vision or no vision. We help them to continue their lives, to become independent, to become productive, and enjoy their lives after vision loss.
Michael Lazarevitz is executive director of the Braille Institute Santa Barbara. He says the De La Vina Street facility serves hundreds of people a week. Lazarevitz says this cooking program for those with sight issues is in a new $300,000 custom-built kitchen classroom, which has a giant projection TV and other special accommodations to help people learn how to prepare meals safely.
The kitchen was designed specifically for those who are visually impaired. The lighting is specifically for casting little shadows, because for those who have limited vision, shadows can create a problem. Counters are white, and we put dark items on top of those, plates, bowls, things like that, to use as much contrast as we can. The kitchen was funded by the Stepanek Foundation, the Elaine F. Stepanek Foundation.
This morning, the class is learning how to make soup. Leslie Lerner is the instructor.
We make people with low vision or no vision capable of preparing their own meals and feeling free and safe and confident and happy.
Pat Stafford is one of the students who's taking the class to help her deal with her macular degeneration.
I see the large things, the big things. I have trouble identifying people because I can't see their face. The face kind of flattens out, no depth. I can't write, I can't read, can't drive. The loss of driving is very confining, but I still live alone. Prepare all my meals.
The Port Hueneme woman feels the class is helping to give her more independence.
Cooking became difficult because of my sight issues. And here we learn how to adapt our procedures, the way we do things, so that we can do them without sight. And I still cook.
Lynn Dubinsky is the Braille Institute's educational programs director. She says giving clients the ability and confidence to do things they want to do is a key goal of the programs, which range from independent living skills to arts and exercise classes.
They're able to, again, go out and take classes through adult education once they leave here, or go out and, you know, play golf again, do things. And some people are discovering things that they may never have done. You know, they may always wanted to have, you know, learned how to do ceramics or do things that they might not have done before.
The Braille Institute is trying to let more people know about the services it offers. Tomorrow, the Santa Barbara Center will open its doors for a free 10 a.m. cooking demonstration featuring a group of experts. Institute officials say reduced vision doesn't have to bring your life to a halt. They're especially trying to reach out to people who've in effect turned themselves into shut-ins by not going out when there is free help and, perhaps as important, moral support available. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.